you know what we're going to do. We're going to invite Dr. James Gall to come up, and Don, and other elders and pastors here. We're going to celebrate the Keeper of the Flame Award. Did you see this coming?
Not a day.
How about you? What's going on? Let's read this while James is coming. James and others. And let's move this over just so it's not in a photo shot. Let's read this to you. He's already serving. Everybody go ahead. We're going to surround them and pray for them. So, Carl, you know everything you get, she gets double. So, right, here we go. Here we go. This is what we see that has been written about you, Carl. In recognition of decades as an accomplished percussionist, producer, teacher, and writer, Carl Albrecht has transitioned by God to wear yet another hat as pastor to the Giants. His gift of encouragement with scriptural balance has been a constant voice to this city and region. At the Well of Nashville, the Ministry Network of Goodlettsville, as well as at Worship City Alliance Nashville. We honor your boundless diversity. Whoa, well said. And ability to pastor a congregation while engaging in additional ministry and career activities. Anybody know what I'm talking about? He's a teacher of strong foundations on the truth of God's word, with his impact felt not only locally but around the world. And this is the verse we have as we're honoring you on September 3rd. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 3:2-21. The recipient of the Keeper of the Flame Award 2025, Pastor Carl Albrecht.
Thank you so much.
We're going to pray over Carl and ask that God would anoint him and Leanne as they are one. This is their plaque, but as one, because James has had great impact on helping us keep this flame going over the years. I'm so grateful for that. Mark was a recipient. So many things that happen around us that we sometimes don't take time to notice. So we wanted to do this first before announcements or anything else. So, Carl, I think maybe others might want to start, but I know you have a word that you want to give us. Father, let's just agree our hearts. And if you want to extend your hand toward them, we're so grateful, Lord, that you've set them in place. And they have served all over this city, all over this nation, around the world. Worship, encouragement, teaching, discipleship. Lord, what they have put their hands to always honors you. And I've watched this consistently, being part of this congregation since 2009. Didn't know I was coming in, but I couldn't get away. We bless, oh God, this moment of honoring, acknowledging. This is a milestone for you, Carl. I want you to know how much we appreciate that. Anyone else who wants to share a word?
So as I was praying for you this morning, I got Psalms 110, verse 3. And it says, your people shall be volunteers in the day of power. In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. And I looked up, what does dew of your youth mean? The vigor, the freshness, and abundant, willing service of God's people. This is a picturesque description of a new king rising to his throne. So today the Lord is putting upon you. Today the Lord is putting on you a new mantle. He is recognizing you before men, what he has seen for a long time. You have endured many difficult seasons. At times the flame has flickered, and yet you steadfastly continue to tend the flame, whether it was a tiny flicker or a roaring fire. The size of the flame does not indicate its impact. A roaring fire can destroy everything in its path. A slow burn can be directed where it should go. You have tended both. New growth is emerging. New dreams and visions that you thought were long past are being reignited for this season. The Lord says, you are not too old, and it's not too late. He is seldom early, but he is never late. Tune your ear. This was interesting. Tune your ear to the sound of the flickering flame. Tune your ear. Not look at it, but tune your ear to the sound of the flickering flame. You may see it before you hear it. Hold on. It's coming. So, Lord, we just pray into that right now, Lord. We just say that he is anointed with a new mantle today, that you are remantling him anew and afresh, just as you did kings. Lord, and we just say that he is going to hear the sound of the flickering flame. And, Lord, just as you have led him in the past, he and Leanne, you're going to lead him in this next season as to how to hear the sound of the flickering flame and how to steward that flickering flame. We thank you, Lord, for all of the sacrifices that they have made. God, for every season that they have been through that has prepared them for this new season they are entering into. And Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name.
Coral, I know you've been a follower of Jesus, you and Leanne, all these years. But I saw this morning, just like John, it says he turned to see the voice that was speaking with him. There's a trumpet sound that's sounding anew. And it says he saw one standing in the middle of the seven golden lampstands who was clothed in a white robe all the way to his feet. His head and his hair were white, like white wool, like snow. His eyes are like a flame of fire. His feet are like burnished bronze, which has been called in a furnace, and his voice is the sound of many waters. In his right hand he holds the seven stars. Out of his mouth comes a sharp two-edged sword. And when John saw him, he said, I fell at his feet as a dead man. And he laid his right hand upon me, and he said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and of hell. And Father, I pray that just as John turned that day, though he had known you, walked with you, but he saw you in a new glorified way. And so, Father, I pray that as my brother Carl many times has turned to you, but this will be a special day when he and men turn to you, and all that you are as the glorified Christ will be activated. Every aspect will be activated by the Spirit in his life, in Jesus' name.
Do not look upon your present assignment as an afterthought. This is not something that you have been given to do because it is not in your best interest to do what you have formerly done. this assignment of digging a well to offer fresh water for people to drink from is not a second choice in the will of God. This is not an afterthought. And where the enemy would come and try in hidden ways and in sleight hand tricks to try to make you think you have been relegated unto a second-hand task. This is not what the Lord of heaven says. The one who sits upon the highest throne, the one who is exalted above all powers and principalities, says, I have not left this time in your life for you to just have an afterthought plan, but rather this is a culminating act that I am doing, for I will make the two of you even into glory church planters. There is another model that I am raising up in these days. I am bringing and I will bring my leaders among the St. Lawrence River. They will put their feet in the St. Lawrence River. This is the river of the forgotten presence of God. And you will help reteach my people how to be cultivators and capturers of my brilliant great presence. This is a lost model of church planting. And you will help erase old paradigms out of people's minds. And you will help them to see also, this is not a relegated blueprint. This is not something that is an afterthought in their lives also. But it is rather a choice. It is a choice. It is a choice decision of the Lord God Almighty. And it is a choice that you have made to choose my choice. Do you think when one chooses my choice that that is a second class calling? No, no, and erase and eject any ungodly beliefs that would say, well, you know that I'm just having to tend the flock of the burnt out ones. And refresh a few who just are the misfits and do not find a place of fitting in into what is today traditional churchianity. But rather know this, I have made you forerunners from your birth. You both were called as forerunners. And so this day I reaffirm that calling as pilgrims, pioneers, and forerunners. And you will continue to pioneer, to forerun, and to be pilgrims of my presence. I just gave you a branding iron, pilgrims of my presence. And you will blaze a trail that people will desire to follow in. Pilgrims of my presence. In Jesus' great name, amen. Praise the Lord. I will.
And thank you. Amen. For the other pastors and leaders here, they join with us to congratulate you, Carl. Got so many other good leaders here. We'll put that in there, yeah. Thank you, James, for making the effort to come today and He's had a full thing going on with him. 50,000 emails every day, I think. Let's just do a real quick transition and let Carl catch his breath. And we'll look over a couple of information, a couple of invitations. And if you look on the screen, you can see that you can use your QR and identify where we are and how to find out the recording from today's message. And then the next one will be, this is where you find us on Facebook. Of course, obviously, we're on the web. But if, for those who are not aware, you can go to NashvilleWCA@gmail.com. And that'll help you find us. And then if you're giving, this is a good time to ask my friend, where did he go? We have a designated offering gentleman, but he's gone now. Your pastor left? Would you do it, Josh? I was looking for Joshua. Huh? Anyway, one of the easiest way to give, and may I just appeal to your heart to be generous today? You can go ahead and pass those around. We didn't have an offering in July, so we're still catching up. And if you want to help in any way, it is tax deductible, and that's the best way to do it. On text, or if you're putting in cash, you still can give it to me before the end of the meeting. And that will go to the expenses on this. This is a voluntary organization. I'm grateful to all the players that came today. And so thank you. Next slide or two here. Let's go through them. Well, we want to honor where honor is due. Great coffee. Josh, thank you so much. He provides that for us. It's a great place to support his ministry with Brazilian gold coffee. Our next slide. Okay, this is something we want to just take a moment on. The prayer and praise at the Capitol on 9/11, if you haven't heard. It's going to be on Thursday, of course, the 11th, 7 till 9. And it will be there at the Tennessee State Capitol. Limited parking and limited space. So check that out, praynashville.net. And, of course, it's the Pray Nashville 9/11 prayer and praise. We've got a lot of people helping. Tennessee Government Prayer Alliance, Marlene, Kings Hill House of Prayer. She leads Tennessee Eternal Heiress Ministries and a lot of other folks helping out. So that's coming up. Put it on the calendar. It's like right now. It's coming so soon. Next one. This is something that James has been so consistent and faithful with on Wednesdays. And it's live on Facebook page and also on YouTube, James Gall, The Global Prayer Storm. And James, thank you. I've been privileged to be on a few times praying. All right, next one we'll look real quickly. This is coming as well right around the corner on September 7th. What, today is the 3rd, so we've got, Greg and Joan Hood will be there at Resevening Tennessee. There is free admission, but you need to get your seat at greghill.org. And Greg feels he has a specific and intentional word for Resevening Tennessee. You want to be a part of that. All right, let's see. The next one is, we have Daniel Pryor right here in our midst on Saturday, October 4th. Mastering your motivation. And that's good for those who can't get out of bed. They need motivation, right? All right, one more. I think we have maybe one or two. And, of course, we got to talk about you guys. Lee and Cindy are celebrating. There's more tickets available now at the Catalyst Conference. And then the last one here, be sure and see Lee and Cindy on that. And the last flyer, do we have one more to go? That's it. All right. Well, I don't think we need to say much more than we've had a full morning already. And I'm thankful that God chose you, Carl. Come on over. I don't know if we have a place for your coffee. But would you all just give her a hand of applause just to say thank you for bringing the word to us today.
Thank you, Jerry. It won't take long. I only have to get through all of these books. And I'll try. I brought this because I thought I'm a crier. I can't help it, especially you guys. I'm all messed up right now anyway, in a good way. Thank you again. You know, these are our crowns, right? And we give them back to the Lord. And we all have crowns. So I receive that honoring on behalf of all of you sons and daughters, leaders that are pursuing the things of God and doing what we're built to do. And I'll confirm, you know, I won't unpack the words we heard, but you said things that the Lord's been hitting us with for a long time to remind Leanne and I that you're not too old. Leanne and I always laugh. You're not too old. You're not too cold. You're not an old fuddy-duddy. No, press in. He renews our youth like the eagles. It's not denial. Our age and our experience gives us, if the Lord will use it, and he will, he gives us clout, maybe. And I'd say, Lord, we just do that for your glory. Whatever gives us an opportunity to release kingdom stuff into the earth, that's what we're called to do. And James, your word about, you know, I struggled a lot with Leanne and I both, like, we don't want to pastor a church, you know. And we love what we're doing, you know. We think, well, that's it. I'll sell all the music gear and we'll just jump ship, and I want to be an obedient son. The Lord said, I didn't say that. So this was the interesting thing, is like battling with the Lord, like transitioning from being touring musicians and doing recording sessions all the time, which is wonderful. We still do a little bit of that, but the Lord says, some of it's got to go so you can do something that I want you to do. I was like, okay. So, but actually, when I obeyed, that was a hard, when I came off the road and I kind of laid some things down, I was in turmoil. We were doing it, but I was crying on the living room floor some nights, like, God, what did you do to me? You know, it was like, this isn't, I thought it would be awesome, like it would be the easy transition. Sometimes obedience is not easy. It's like, but you know it, right? You hear the voice, you know the Lord is calling you to something. And Leanne and I, now we learn to laugh at each other, and we're like, yeah, this is what it's like. And all my leadership, you know, ministry leaders, pastor friends, like, oh, so you want to pastor a church? Like, no, we didn't want to, but the Lord called. So we stepped into it. So anyway, and the mission is clear. The Well of Nashville, he said, this isn't a competition. He needed a piece of something in the body of Christ to, he says, you're not going to be a, Jesus is the head of all of us, right? And we're all like, Lord, what is he? He says, well, you're kind of a little adrenaline gland. Nobody's going to see it very much, but you know what adrenaline glands do to the body, right? So we're like, okay, Lord. And he says, you've been in a lot of churches. You've served well. You know how to serve. So I'll show you how to lead. And you've gone, you know, you read the books and you go to seminars, but there's not a model for this. And for a guy that likes to go to school and learn a model and a form and a system, the Lord's like, sorry, you're just going to have to listen. Because I want to raise up giants of the faith in your day to release kingdom stuff in the earth. And he says, I'm going to gather in people that have burned out, some youngsters, some elders, everybody. We got a lot of people at the Well said, I'm done with church and I don't want to do church anymore. They come in wounded and we're different. You know, if you've ever been to the Well of Nashville, we get it. We're accused of being different, very different sometimes. Not rebellious. And that's why the Lord said, anchor in hard to the word. It says, grounded in the word. He says, I'm not going to, we are firm believers, like God's not going to break the foundations, but he's got this balloon. He's tethered off of all this that we're supposed to move in things of the spirit. And I said, Lord, well, yeah, I want to ground the charismatic thing or the mystical thing or whatever the church is experiencing in good grounded stuff. And not become a Pharisee in the process. We believe in like letting the Lord move in the midst of his people and so on. So I just encourage you, since you all are, you're pioneers, you know, the WCA folks, you guys are the pioneers and we bless you. And people that come here look for that. And people that are like coming alongside the pioneers are looking for the more that we all pray for. And none of us really has all that figured out. Right, James? We just celebrated your 50th year in ministry. We're still trying to figure it out. It's always this desperation for the things of God. So just we love you all. We encourage you. Leanne and I are super encouraged to be linked in to what's going on in the city. Jerry, again, I bless you. I do want to give you a word. Never worry about the numbers. And that's a tough one. That's a tough one. In a world where we're business people and we're like, well, the numbers. If I ran a Walmart store, I would have shut down the well a long time ago. But the Lord said it's a different model. He says, and so like even, you know, where's 50 people, 100 people should be here at WCA. Pastors and ministry leaders, but the Lord says, he's not worried about that. It's who he calls in to your meetings or to your video presentation or whatever. And so I just encourage all of us, like, let's humbly and with the passion for the things of God, look at the things we do for the Lord in his light and his perspective and his grid of success, and kind of cast off the way the world thinks about how it works. When the Lord says to move, then move. When the Lord says to transition, transition or change, you know. But until then, carry on. You know, steady on, church. Steady on, ministry people. Steady on in what the Lord's given you. And the Lord will direct our steps. And so anyway, receive that as encouragement. I don't know where I've said it. Jerry, when you said, talk about raising up giants, the Lord says, yeah, this is part of that, but it's interesting. He says, but take the giants. You're the giants right now that I'm speaking to. He says, take them into prayer. Oh, well, Lord, these people know how to pray. And James, here you are, and I've got your book, Global Prayer Storm. I love you doing the Wednesday noon gatherings. And I'm like, well, Lord, these people, we pray all the time. He says, no, take the giants into prayer today. So I want us to engage together some things that the Lord is calling us to do right now. And there's never been a bigger time where the church is being called back into deeper prayer. I will admit, I have not been a rich, deep man of prayer. I'll confess that. Pray for me. I mean, I always talk to the Lord. So wait, that is prayer, right? I'm always like, I can't get away from him. Where can I go from your spirit, right? He won't leave me alone, which is awesome, right? And that's the state that we walk in. So I realize I am a man of prayer, but it doesn't have a form. And it's become more and more, it's always relational because he's always in and through us and the Holy Spirit's moving. And you constantly move in prayer like we're doing this right now and I can hear the Holy Spirit, right? When you're doing what you do, don't you're aware of, like, I'm never alone. I have the Lord moving with me. And my spirit man is engaging the Lord while I'm right here getting my Starbucks. Or I'm here and you're listening and you might break into prayer in your spirit man. And that's what a life of prayer is. And as giants, as leaders that do this, we need to teach our people to do that. We need that to spill over. So I encourage you, yeah, keep the prayer thing going because we are in a season of revival in the earth. And I believe the prayer groups and, you know, prayer storm agenda, I've been going through your book, James. I think you wrote it like in 2023 around there. And here I am in 2025 just going through. And it just encouraged me. So thank you for that. And that is what the Lord is calling the church into, not better programs. I mean, programs are good. So I have to be careful because I love the church and it's all good. Every program that comes up, even if it's not yours, bless it. Love the body. Well, it's not anymore. That's the old mindset. Well, I don't do that. I don't think God told me. Well, that's not your job. You do your thing and then bless what he... Well, how about that? Look what they do over there. Thank you, Lord. I speak into that and I bless it to bring fruit for the kingdom. And the Lord says the church has to learn to do that, to honor the body of Christ. Mark and I, we always talk about John 17, unity. The Lord is really into that, right? Lord, Jesus is asking Papa, like, Father, make them one like you and I are one. And that's the deal. We've got to walk that out. We're going to disagree. Yeah, I believe in good foundational doctrine. Yeah, I know there's a place where we need to iron sharpen iron. But we've gotten too much into where we beat each other up, or we criticize, or we speak down about the body. So that's the agenda for the giants, to hold that up and to guard ourselves carefully as we encourage other believers in this coming season. So the Lord wants you to be encouraged in that. This is a worldwide move to call the church back into prayer. My house will be a house of prayer, right? The scripture that I'm going to read some scriptures, and I want you to give out these. I just did a whole bunch of scriptures on prayer, and you guys know this. But let me give you some points here. Prayer is communication. It's primarily seen as a two-way dialogue between you and the Lord. Sometimes you're speaking, and sometimes you're listening. Don't always be speaking, not even in tongues or whatever. Just don't babble on. If you're hanging out with a friend, you want to have a conversation. The Lord's like, hey, Lord, I came here to pray. He says, good, be quiet for 5 minutes, and I'll tell you some things. I'll just tell you what so the Lord's done that to me. Yes, Lord. Humility and sincerity. God cares more about our heart rather than our eloquence. Fancy words or public displays. Pray authentically and humbly from your hearts. Faith and persistence. Believing that God does hear you and can answer all of the prayers, even if it's not the way you expected. Don't give up. Live a life of continued prayer. I'll say this, and when we pray, believe it. In James chapter 1, like verses 4 through 8, I'm not going to read all that. Basically, I got really convicted years ago. Like, I'd be praying like on fire. I've got this. And then I'd walk away and like, well, you ever do this? Or maybe it was just Carl. I don't know. What is that? That was the double-minded man. And the Lord said, quit doing that. Repent. So I had to repent of double-mindedness. And I've gotten to where not only holding my tongue, but controlling my thoughts. Ooh. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O God. We could put on a facade like, man, you speak powerful words. But I don't want to speak powerful words and then walk out the door and fail up here. So as a giant, I'm calling up leaders like, guard your heart and your mind, and along with your mouths when we do that. Like, Lord, am I thinking your thoughts? That is a challenge, and I have to very much be careful with it. The content of prayer. The Bible encourages praying for needs for others and for God, for his will to be done. Don't be afraid to bring everything or anything to God. I'm going to read more scripture later. Prayer's power. The Bible affirms the power of prayer to bring comfort, guidance, healing. However, it doesn't guarantee that God will answer every prayer in the way we desire. So even though we don't know the outcome, we still pray, right? And people ask all the time, and you ministry leaders and pastors here, well, what happened? We prayed and it didn't happen. And I'm okay telling people, I don't know. Maybe we weren't praying God's will. How about that? Oh, that's scary. I'm like, but can we be at peace? Don't stop praying. So we keep on. We keep it on. All right, some quick script. I'm not going to read all these. You guys can take it home. You know how to read, because we are going to get into prayer. I have what, till 11, Jerry? What's the deadline? Till they serve lunch. 5 minutes? Oh, wow. Okay. Some of my favorites, Philippians 4, verse 6. You all know this. Don't be anxious about anything. Ooh. But in everything, with prayer and petition and thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice always. Ooh, that's a tough one. Woohoo! It's not always a happy day, but Lord, I'm going to bless it. Pray without ceasing. Oh, Lord, this was the big one. Pray without ceasing? I'll get back to that. Give thanks in all circumstances, not because of all of them, but in all of them, just be thankful. Trust the Lord. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It's the Lord's mandate for not just leaders, right, but the whole church. But as leaders, we have to help people find that. This thing about prayer without ceasing that I hinted at, like this constant communication with the Lord that we always have. I never forget years ago as watching Billy Graham on Larry King. And that really, I'm like, oh, wow, you know, and he's being Billy, and Larry's being Larry. And Billy said this. He says, or maybe Larry says, well, this Bible says to pray, how can you pray all the time and not stop without ceasing? Well, Larry, he said, you know, he says, I'm praying right now. I was like glued to the TV. Like, he says, no, I'm talking to you, but I'm hearing the Father speak about what I'm to say and what we're doing and things that are coming. And I never forgot that. So that became a pursuit for me, and we can all have it. It wasn't just Billy's thing. He was showing that model. So there's that from Thessalonians. I'm going to skip down Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we don't know what to pray for how we should. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Sometimes it is like, oh, get on the rug and weep and wail and cry. Or you're driving your car like, oh, Lord, I just don't know what to do with this. That's a prayer. It doesn't have to sound like, oh, Heavenly Father, King of the universe. You know, I was raised Catholic. I went to seminary to be a priest. Heavenly Father, King of the universe, today we come before you with our supplication. And now, I love the Catholics too, because we work with them. They're part of the body. But the Lord said, get beyond that. Sometimes your groanings and your crying, and be emotional and let it pour out. It works. It all works. It all has value. So you guys know this, but if you needed the encouragement, I'm here today to be that little adrenaline gland, and that's what we are. Leanna and I are like, ding. It's like, wow, I went out of that. Ooh, charge my battery, Carl. Thank you. Yes. All right. Because of the time. So you guys can read more of that. That's one of those you can keep in your Bible. But the Lord says, have the giants pray. I'm like, well, Lord, these people pray all the time. He goes, no, they don't. Wow. Well, I think I do. He says, no, you sit and teach about it. You talk about it, and then you don't do it. I'm like, God. So this is my conversation with the Father. I'm preparing things, and I'm thinking, that's not on my agenda. And the Lord just laughs at me. He says, trust me. You guys, so I bless you with you have powerful prayer skill. And in this meeting at WCA, I don't need to teach more on prayer because you guys can teach it better than me. But he says, have them do it. So here's what we're going to do. Really, Jerry, I do one at a time. Do I have 10 minutes? I have 15. So here are some things. I said, Lord, what? He says, so you're going to get them to do this. So we're going to do a few minutes on each thing. I said, well, what is it? So it's this circle of stuff. First, you're going to pray for yourself, or a couple of you, bless you, or Lord, bless me, right? A couple of you can just turn to each other. So we're going to bless the individual, pray for yourself. Ah, Lord, help me, please. We're going to do that. Number two, family. You're going to build your circle, your spouse, your kids, anything the Lord brings to mind, right? That's that circle. Oh, then the next one, your church, your community, the body of people he's brought you into. Your church and the whole body of Christ, John 17, unity. Yes, what Leanne and I pray for the well of Nashville, the Lord always has me throw out a net to the whole body of Christ. So individual, the family, your church, the whole body. Four, the city. We're going to pray for Metro Nashville. Five, the state of Tennessee. Six, the whole nation. And last but not least, the world, the cosmos, and wherever God, whatever he wants to do. Now, you're like, man, I could pray all day on those seven topics, right? But what I'm going to do is time it so Jerry doesn't get out the cane and reel me in. For just a minute, you pray in the Spirit, pray how the Lord leads you with a friend next to you, and then I'll let you know, and we're going to transition into the next thing, because our effectual prayers with, I'm not going to count, the numbers that are in this room, if it was me and Leanne, it would affect something. If it was you in the room with Jesus, it would affect something. Right? That's what he was calling the body into. So, first thing is the individual, just praying for yourself. Ready? 1 minute. Set, go. Lord, thank you. Thank you for what you put into my heart, Lord. Thank you, Father. If you want somebody to lay hands on you to be blessed, you could do that. Lord, just bless me. Bless me today, Lord. Give me your wisdom. Give me your strength and discernment, all of your gifts, Lord. Your will be done in my life as it's being done in the heavenly realms. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father, for what you bring. I seek your face, Lord. Walking in a deeper relationship with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you're doing. We release it, Lord, and I receive it to the glory of your name. Now, that's a minute. That goes by really fast. Number two, now expand your circle. Picture your family. This is meditating. It's not bad to picture things. People say, oh, I don't want to visualize. It's New Age. No, it's not. It's God's thing to meditate on something. So I see Leanne here. We are knitted together in our expanded family. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've knitted us together for your purposes. Now I'm going to just pray in the Spirit. Pray, keep praying for your family. Even if you think your family's totally messed up, bless them. Break that. Anything that you feel like, no, I can't contend with that. No. Let that go. Forgive. Move on. Release. And bless. Bless your family line. Go back and bless your bloodline if you ever got stuck in that. And then for the future of your bloodline in Christ. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, breakthrough or covering over my sons and daughters, grandchildren. Nieces, nephews, aunts, and uncles. Oh, thank you, Lord. Okay, there's another minute or so. Now we're going to expand the circle a little bigger. Now, you could always do this, and you know, you guys could do this anytime on your own. But I could have given this as an instruction I'm going to insert. You'd have gone home and like, that was a pretty good idea. That's why the Lord says, when you teach or speak, elders and teachers, in your circles, activate the thing that the Lord gives you. Many times in a prayer meeting, we start telling our stories and we get down here on the horizontal realm and we never get it vertical. So that's not a reprimand, it's encouragement. Don't be careful because the enemy doesn't want you to engage heaven. He wants you to think, oh, let's talk about all the details because if we do this, we all have a story. But then when you take it to the Father, boom, something is engaging in the Holy Spirit. So now we're expanding bigger. Your church, oh my goodness. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, for the Well of Nashville and all the churches represented right here in this room. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fire, more fire in the house, Lord. Yeah, refining fire, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All the gifts of your Spirit released in your people, Lord, all of them. And all the fruits of the Spirit, Lord, bringing good fruit to the glory of your name. Let the strong help the weak. No more spirit of beating people up or condemnation in the house of God. No, building up. Let those that stumble and are weak and struggling feel like, I got to get to the house of the Lord because those people hold me up. Now, as you picture your church, Think like all of a sudden a big explosion and the glory of God went out to the church all around the world. And your church is part of that body, whatever your community is and how you fit into this whole reality of Jesus being the head and the body being fully blessed and healthy and strong and accomplishing everything for the kingdom and to the glory of God. Lord, we bless your body and the earth. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Even as you pray in the Spirit, if you see something you're to bind, bind it. If you're to loose it, loose it. I bind up the spirit of strife and division in the body of Christ right now. Lord, you are our refining fire. Even as we are iron sharpening iron, you are the refining fire, and we receive everything you need to do to keep us on course and to make us sharp swords in that sheath so that you can use us for your purpose. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, there's always, I know there's more. So what your spirit is feeling right now is like, whoa. Do you feel like, I feel like this, like a churning wheel, like water's getting poured into the earth from what we're pulling on from heaven. Yes. Not the well of Nashville, the well of the Father, the living water being poured down into the earth. That's what prayer's does. Okay, the city. Lord, we bless Nashville. Man, an international city. Thank you, Lord. Wow. I repent of having said no more people, Lord. I'm tired of growth. Oh, I repent of saying so. Things like that. When you see, you're sitting in traffic and you're like, can you all just go home? No, repent. Like, okay, it's inconvenient, but Lord, thank you. You're prospering the city. People are coming here because we're here, and we're going to spill into people's lives and pour out water, of living water upon them. Everywhere we touch, where we walk. Thank you, Lord. Bless this city. Bless this city. Thank you, Lord. We bless it, Lord. This is a tough one. Even if you don't like leaders, bless your leaders. Ah, Lord, give them wisdom, beyond their natural thinking. Convict them unto righteousness. That's not a curse. When you bless leaders with conviction to righteousness, it's a blessing to them. That they make godly decrees and godly laws. Righteousness exalts a people. We receive it for Nashville. Yes, Lord. So, yeah, you got a piece of this land? What are you seeing?
So I speak to every single person that the Lord has sent to this city. Most of the time they don't even know why they're coming. They just said, we've felt like we're to come. So, Lord, I just speak to every single man, woman, and child that you have obeyed the voice of the God, of the Lord, whether you knew him or not. And you have come to this place because it is your day of salvation. This city is to be a house set on a hill for the glory of God. And those who come to this house shall be part and included in and receive your spirit and have revelation and have a meeting with you, Jesus. Their journey will not be under any circumstance without purpose. So we agree, Lord, with the scrolls of every single person that is coming to this city. It's their day of salvation. And we thank you in advance for what you're doing and what you're going to do with all these folks. It's going to be a mighty army and a mighty cry of worship going out across the earth for your glory.
Thank you, Lord. So just honoring the time. So city, state, Tennessee. So we're going to, there again, we're expanding the circle. Governor Bill Lee, all of our representatives, senators, all of that, anybody in state leadership, and the state as an entity in itself. There are angels sent to guard borders, right? So I won't go into that, but just pray as the Spirit leads. We're blessed. We're expanding this circle. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. More, Lord. Yeah. Righteous decrees from the top down. Yes, Lord. Wisdom. Wisdom beyond the obvious. Yes, Lord. Greater wisdom. Heavenly wisdom to lead and to manage a state, an area. So even as you pray, I know there's so much more. Like I was praying and I immediately, you know, like I break this drought over the state in the name of Jesus so that the land would prosper. So things like that, when the Lord gives it, go after whatever the Lord gives you. Yeah, Lord, thank you. Okay, the nation, I'm going to expand. So here we are. Woo. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Mm-hmm. God bless America. Yes, Lord. Bless the nation. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the president on down, everybody that's in leadership that represents us, let them have the fear of the Lord, the conviction of the Holy Spirit, wisdom beyond even their training and their years. Thank you, Lord. I am honoring the time. There's so many. See how you guys are? You are giants of the faith. When we teach our people, all these things that come through your mind as we start to pray, that becomes, you can pray more in the Spirit faster than you could teach it or speak about it. So that's why, go after it. When the Lord reveals it, bless it, speak into it, call for whatever the Lord, you know, pray the Lord's heart for things, and it will be done. Believe it. And then give it to the Lord. Don't try to sort it out. Unless you know, some of you journal, that's a good thing. Okay, last but not least, the world. Wow. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Lord, we declare the earth is yours, Lord, and everything in it. So, Lord, we bless this planet, Lord, part of the great cosmos. Lord, you set it into motion. You put it into shape. You gave us form out of it. Thank you, Lord. Your glory shall cover the earth. Lord, we release that, Lord, and we bless what you're doing in revivals and all the things you're doing to stir in the earth. Lord, we dedicate ourselves as giants of the faith, as your sons and daughters, kings and priests, Lord, that you've given us authority to speak things into every situation without fear. Nothing is too big for you, God. We don't do this out of our own flesh. We do it in obedience, praying your will into the earth. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. Amen. Amen. Jerry, if I may read one more paragraph and I'll wrap. Jim, this is from your book, page 27. So what is a prayer storm? A prayer storm is when people cry out, not just quietly, but in passionate verbal ways, asking God in the name of Jesus to change things. We are calling forth the strong winds of the Spirit and the glorious flashings of His brilliant presence. Yes, we want Him to shatter the darkness with His light. That comes from that phrase, Lord, rebuke your enemies. People say, we got to be careful with like binding and loosing. If the Lord gives you an order, go do it. But you can always call on the Lord. Lord, rebuke your enemy. Satan's here. Can you rebuke him for me? Yes, he'll step in. We are holding up targets for him to aim at. When we pray, God's like, okay, I'm addressing this with you. Come, Lord, come here to my city. Storm the gates. Blow us out of our comfortable traditions. Break off any blinders and strike our enemies, our spiritual enemies, anything that resists the things of God. Yeah, we can pray for mercy for our enemies, but we can also pray for protection while we're contending with things. I pray also, I add to that, if you don't mind, turn their hearts. Show mercy. And if they can't receive it, then Lord, do what you have to. With fright, I say that, the fear of the Lord, like whatever God has to do in the earth, let him do it. And win back your people. So, Lord, we receive that order, that commission, as your giants of the faith in this city with each other. We unite our hearts together to see your kingdom come in this day so that the things that we have dreamed about and prayed about our whole lives, we see it in our lifetime. Lord, I want to call it in. I don't want to wait another generation. We want to see the global awakening of things, these great revivals that even Bob Jones had talked about. So, Lord, we receive it. We bless it. Lord, we bless what Worship City Alliance is in this city. We are part of that force, part of the gas that comes into this car, whatever it is. And we bless Jerry Bryant for the vision to continue in it and the strength and the wisdom to continue in your commission for his life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Thank you, Jerry.